think anybody who bills himself as the crazy world of Arthur Brown has to be reckoned with. And he sure did, too, back in the late 60s there. Arthur Brown and Fire. You know, I thought closing a radio station at 5 o'clock in the morning would be pretty somber, but we've got so much music and so many requests to play that we can stay here for a couple more days, which is nice. It's nice to have more than enough. It's very comfortable. And none of the other disc jockeys showed up tonight. That's very strange. Well, they're all staying here and working and doing news, and some people, Stephen Caven, doing a talk show, so they're not really ending their careers. And I didn't really start one here either. I was just sort of tagging along for a while. Richard Gossett at KSFX was some, where's Pat, my director of programs? She is so elusive. If we hadn't gone out and had all those drinks, I probably never would have gotten this job, can I say? And a few people that are still up and awake, phoning from Menlo Park and around the bay, thanks a lot. We're going to keep on playing rock and roll right here at KSFX till 5 a.m. Keep rocking in the city here until 5 o'clock. Here's the Pretenders. It's really a thrill to be able to play artists like Junior Walker and the All-Stars. And there's classic rock and rollers and Buddy Holly, Pat. Oh, man, some great stuff. Rave On. The kind of classic rock and roll that it's always around, but if people just get into rock and roll, they don't realize some of the fantastic stuff that they might have missed that new artists pick up on, and they actually hear it, but they haven't heard the roots of it or the original stuff. Come here. My PD is here. Pat is here helping out. You're the only person from the staff. None of our Josh came up here, Pat, to help out.
I know.
But Pat's got all this music that she's been dying to play that she hasn't really been able to. So for the last 40 minutes or so here, we're going to play your favorites, my favorites, and basically have as good a time as possible right here at KSFX. Now, Rob, you got it all set over there, hopefully, huh? Boy, it's great relying on other people in the staff here to make a good thing happen. His love. We're talking about going back a few years.
To find the sign that I can understand.
Know what they're after.
Temperature right now at KSFX in San Francisco, it's 98.6 degrees.
And right now, it's time to dig out the jams, brothers and sisters!
MC5. It's almost like Woodstock to hear the MC5. Kick out the jams. MF. Can you say that on the radio anymore? Brothers and sisters? Oh, I guess you can. It's okay. I'm okay. You're okay. We're okay. This is KSFX in San Francisco for another... Oh, my God. Another 20 minutes. This means I'm unemployed again. Oh, jeez. We've got a lot more music. Well, 20 minutes worth.
Outside.
KSFX. We got about 16 minutes left, and we're going to play the greatest rock and roll we can get our hands on.
Menu, ladies?
Thanks, June. I'm famished.
I'll just have a salad.
How do you control your appetite? You're so thin.
My secret's in my purse.
AIDS candy.
AIDS candy helps you eat less?
Sure. AIDS candy works two ways. It helps satisfy your hunger and has an effective appetite suppressant. Taste. Delicious.
And the AIDS diet plan lets you enjoy two before each meal.
I'll order a salad, too. I'm starting with AIDS today.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Use only as directed.
I am a smoker. I started smoking after my first son was born.
Sulamar Antioculinoy.
And I thought, wow, my teeth are really getting yellow.
She used Topol Smoker's tooth polish with fluoride.
My teeth started getting whiter, and it gave like a shine to them that they hadn't had in a long time. I was very happy with it, and now I smile again all the time.
Topol Smoker's tooth polish with three ingredients to clean and polish helps remove ugly tobacco stains. Topol, tested and proven gentle for everyday use. Use only as directed.
Well, I guess if nothing else here at KSFX, I've cleared up my face, taking care of my monthly water weight gain, and basically been a pretty good guy. Shh, Pat, you must have something to tell me. You know, all these months dealing with Richard right here in San Francisco, never mind.
It's been great.
Pat's so involved in getting all the records picture. Oh, suddenly the microphone's moving.
Why don't you intro this? This is the first.
I know. This is a great record, and you picked this as my first record on KSFX. And I don't know, it has a lot of significance. And it's a great song by the Kinks. Around the Dial. 104 KSFX, San Francisco. The dial. Kiss FX. Oh, is this the last song now? This is it? Oh, my God. I need some help with this one. Where's the rest of the staff, Rob? Ron? Huh? We got one more at the doors when the music's over.
getting tired of hanging around. Waiting around with our heads to the ground. I hear a very gentle sound. Very near, very far, very soft, yet very clear. Come today, come today. What have they done to the earth? What have they done to our fair sister? Ravaged and plundered and ripped her and bit her. Stuck her with knives in the sight of the dawn and tied her with fences and dragged her down. With your ear down to the ground. We want the world and we want it.
We want the world and we want it.
Now. Now.
KGO FM, San Francisco.
And I'd like to thank everyone for listening. We've had a great time, and the music's over here at KGO FM, San Francisco. We have 30 whole seconds. My God, well, if my mom's still listening. We gave rock and roll a great shot here in San Francisco, and I hope everybody appreciated it, because they won't have us to kick around anymore. We're waiting for the change. It takes a while sometimes just to go all the way to Scandinavia and come back again.
Goodbye.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton, and this is World News This Morning, Monday, May 3rd, 1982. Good morning. Britain is continuing its bite-by-bite military campaign in the South Atlantic. Government officials in London say British helicopters firing missiles sank one Argentine patrol boat and damaged another this morning inside the war zone around the Falkland Islands. The helicopters reportedly moved in after the patrol boat opened fire. Now, this newest sea battle came less than 24 hours after a British submarine torpedoed and damaged an Argentine warship just outside Britain's 200-mile blockade zone. And now Britain apparently is making arrangements to move extra troops to the South Atlantic. And for more on that, let's go to London, where my colleague Peter Flannery has some details. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Joe. In a show of greater determination on this combat, the British are requisitioning the Queen Elizabeth II as a troop carrier. This brings back memories of World War II, when many of the Cunard liners were pressed into duty as troop carriers across the Atlantic. The QE2, we are told, left Philadelphia a few days ago and is due in Southampton tonight. Cunard Line is apologizing to passengers who have tickets and reservations. They're going to be off the boat tonight, and the troops will be on and moving toward the South Atlantic shortly, Joe.
Thank you. ABC's Peter Flannery in London. Now, we mentioned just a minute ago that a British submarine yesterday torpedoed Argentina's only cruiser. Let's find out now from ABC's Peter Cleveland, standing by in Buenos Aires, about the amount of damage and what this means to Argentine sea power, Pete.
Well, Joe, the Argentine government says the Belgrano was off the coast of Tierra del Fuego, well outside the blockade zone. Sources here in Buenos Aires have told ABC News the ship was hit at least once near the stern, apparently in an attempt to put the ship out of action rather than sink it, which appears to be consistent with what's coming from London, that the intent is to put Argentine ships and facilities out of commission without the loss of life. If the Belgrano is in fact out of action, it's a severe blow to Argentine naval forces, since it's one of only two capital ships in this country's navy, the other being an old former British aircraft carrier. Joe?
Thank you. ABC's Peter Cleveland in Buenos Aires. Now, there's a lot of diplomatic maneuvering over the weekend, and for a while it looked like Peru had been successful in working out a peace plan with the help of Secretary of State Haig, but Argentina now has rejected that plan. President Reagan says he still holds out hope for a negotiated settlement. Meets with his National Security Council this morning to review the latest developments in the fighting over the Falklands. I'll have more after this.
Nancy, I hate you. The best figure in the office, and you eat candy between meals.
No ordinary candy. It's AIDS. The AIDS diet plan is helping me lose weight deliciously.
How?
AIDS works two ways. It helps satisfy your hunger and has an effective appetite suppressant. Taste.
Mmm, delicious. I can eat AIDS and be less hungry?
Two before each meal. That's in the plan.
So I can lose weight like you.
Mm-hmm.
Lose weight deliciously with the aid of AIDS. Use only as directed.
Listen closely. This is the sound of a cigarette being broken in half. The sound of the cigarette habit being broken. If you want to quit, use Bantron smoking deterrent tablets and stay with it for 2 weeks or until your urge to smoke goes away. Bantron's unique buffered formula helps ease your craving for nicotine. The more you want to stop smoking, the more Bantron will help you break the habit. Bantron, start today. Use only as directed.
President Reagan meets later today with top Republicans from the House and Senate to try and get their backing for his 1983 budget plan. This morning's Washington Post quotes administration sources as saying President Reagan has decided to accept an invitation from Soviet President Brezhnev for a summit meeting. The meeting mostly would be held in Austria or Ireland sometime in October. It looks like the United Auto Workers are approving a new contract with International Harvester. We should know for sure later today. The contract trades wages and benefits for better job security. And the United Rubber Workers and Firestone Tire sign on the dotted line today in Cleveland approving a new contract. Oh, Exxon. Exxon is pulling out of a $5 billion oil shale project in Colorado. Exxon says the Colony project was just costing too much. Connecticut has become the first state in the nation to pass a bill that permits consumers to sue for refunds or replacement of new cars that turn out to be lemons. In California, Maryland, and Rhode Island are considering similar legislation. This is ABC News. A 5-day convention of inventors is opened in Pittsburgh. 80 booths sponsored by would-be millionaires are presenting inventions, some of which look like Rube Goldberg contraptions, I guess. All are hoping some manufacturers and distributors will see the inventions, buy them, and provide instant fortunes. Some of the items on display, a gadget that supposedly will peel an orange in 30 seconds, a skateboard that works on snow, a desk designed for use in an automobile, even an automatic fly swatter. And how about a bionic marble, which supposedly communicates with people through metal telepathy? This is World News This Morning. There'll be widely scattered showers and thunderstorms. It'll be sunny all along the East Coast today. There could be a conflict today between supporters of the outlawed Solidarity Union and the martial law regime in Poland. ABC's Hal Walker in Warsaw says Poland's military rulers don't seem ready to take any more demonstrations of support for Solidarity.
Poland's military regime today pointedly published reminders that while certain restrictions under martial law are being relaxed, the special rules of the military council remain in force. The warnings were directed to supporters of the now suspended Union Solidarity, who defied martial law in order to stage a massive demonstration on May Day. Police took no action then to stop the rally. But Solidarity has called for another demonstration today, and the government has made clear that any repeat violations of remaining martial law regulations will be dealt with harshly. Hal Walker, ABC News, Warsaw.
There are reports that the government has deployed rifle-carrying troops in the area where the rally is supposed to be held today. More than 100,000 people turned out in New York City yesterday to protest Soviet refusal to permit more Jews to leave the Soviet Union. President Reagan sent a message of support, but the message was booed by the crowd, which demanded action instead of talk. El Salvador has a new president today, Alvaro Magana. He was sworn in yesterday as the country's first elected civilian president since 1979. Vice President Bush in New Zealand today, the latest stop on his tour of the Far East. Bush expects to visit Peking beginning Wednesday to discuss a crisis in U.S. relations with China, a crisis brought about by a proposed sale of American arms to Taiwan. America's prisons are getting more crowded. A new report from the Justice Department shows prison population at an all-time high level, and ABC's Paul Howe says that's true just about everywhere.
Michigan was the only state to record a decline in inmate population last year, and almost a third of all prisoner growth occurred in the nation's largest prison systems, California with some 4,700 new inmates, New York with 3,800 more, and Florida with a little over 2,500. Georgia, Texas, Maryland, and Illinois each had increases of more than 1,600 new prisoners in 1981. Joe, there are now about 369,000 persons in state and federal prison nationwide, an inmate population about the size of Portland, Oregon, or Fort Worth, Texas.
ABC's Paul Howe says there was also a record increase in the number of women being sent to jail for terms of more than 1 year. The recent airborne training exercise in California's Mojave Desert, which left six paratroopers dead, 157 others injured, has prompted airborne officials to reemphasize safety procedures. Most of the deaths reportedly are being blamed on high winds, clumsy parachute harnesses, and rough terrain at the landing sites. Well, prices may soon be coming down on some flights to Europe. International air travel officials reportedly have agreed on a new fare structure for North Atlantic air routes. The new fare structure due to go into effect July 1st could provide cuts of up to 40% on some tickets. A survey of influential Americans taken by U.S. News finds 48% of those responding to the survey now think President Reagan is doing a poor or disappointing job, compared with 16% a year ago. And last year, the magazine's annual Who Runs America survey gave Mr. Reagan excellent grades. From 2 out of 3 leaders responding to that poll, now fewer than 1 in 4 gives him any kind of high marks. The dollar is open mixed in early trading today in European money exchanges. Gold prices are generally lower. And it may or may not be an indication of the strength of the recession's impact on unemployment, but the Conference Board says its regular survey of newspaper help wanted ads shows a sharp drop in such advertising last month. In fact, help wanted advertising has now reached the lowest level since the 1975 recession. That's World News this morning for the ABC Information Network. I'm Joe Templeton.
Jim Dunbar, and this is the KTO Morning Edition for Monday, the third day of May. Can you believe it? The 3rd of May, 1982.
Yeah. Find that difficult to believe.
Well, believe it, because that's what it is.
What records are you starting off with this hour?
Well, I thought we'd play something by the Bee Gees. And then I thought we'd follow that up with a Led Zeppelin.
Not bad.
And the Doobie Brothers.
How about the Sticks? They like some Sticks music.
Trixie and the Tramps will
Trixie
be featured later this morning, and we'll have our tribute to punk.
Oh, I love it.
Beginning at 7 o'clock.
I like your new outfit, since we're also
so
AM and FM. And
my gold lame tutu.
KSFX listeners, one in the world.
I crocheted it myself.
Yes.
I'm Jim Dunbar. I guess I said that, and this is Ted Weingart. Yes. And we want to welcome each and every one of you out there in FM land.
That's right. This is the first moment.
Yeah, the first instant
of simulcasting.
That good old KGO AM and good old KGO FM have joined hands.
Yep.
Walking down the broadcast path together.
Down along Folk
I like
Street,
the way I put
Golden
that.
Gate.
What? Those of you out there in FM land saying, what under the sun is this? Call one of your AM neighbors and ask them. Don't ask us. We don't know. We come in here every morning and struggle through the KTO morning news, and it generally ends up about like this.
Not a very hopeful future, FMers, but the heck?
But we don't promise much.
And we don't deliver much.
Well, we don't disappoint that way, you see.
That's right.
No one's disappointed.
Anything you get is an extra.
Is a big bonus, is a dividend. And we welcome you most sincerely to the wonderful KGO family. That's Captain Hal Wolf with his hand on the tiller. A little unsteady this morning. Must have been a good weekend. Hal must have been playing genial host again to the nymphants.
That's right.
Who run up and down the docks over in Marin County.
Even when they don't show up, he plays host.
Yes. Well, they show up. They also depart rather quickly, too.
Oh, yes.
But that's another matter. The weather story for the Bay Area. Today, sunny, with highs into the 60s along the coast to the low 80s inland. Wednesday, westerly winds to 30. Well, I've got the 18th carbon here.
Well,
are the lights out?
No, I guess they're not.
Well, are my eyes open?
That's one turn. Oh, wait a minute.
Are both of my eyes open?
Wait, all the lights are not on in the studio. There we go.
Oh, that helps.
There's a fly speck lamp over there when we turn it on.
I thought maybe one of my eyes was closed again. That happened about 2 weeks ago. I went to almost 9 o'clock, didn't realize that one of my eyes was closed. Today, sunny with highs in the... I'll start from the top again.
Oh, don't bother. What the heck? It's too late now.
Today, sunny with highs into the 60s along the coast to the low 80s inland. Winds westerly to about 30, decreasing later today. Tonight, clear with lows into the upper 40s and 50s. Winds light. And tomorrow, sunny and warm. Highs into the 60s, coastside to the mid to 80s inland. And winds will be light. Our temperature now 50 degrees. Well, we got through that part okay.
Yeah.
Now, let's see if we can do the next part all right.
I was impressed. But it didn't take much to impress me.
All right, here comes the news.
As Sirhan's parole hearing enters its second week, the L.A. Times reporting this morning that one of the prisoners who testified last week tried to smuggle a pair of razor blades into the hearing. Robert Bell had the blades concealed in his shower sandals. Bell denied having any intention of attacking anybody, saying he had wedged the blades into the sandals to keep the thongs tight. The parole panel today is slated to hear from the intern prison counselor who lost his job for allegedly trying to smuggle a camera into the assassin's cell block. The hearing on whether to revoke the assassin's 1984 parole date is expected to last until Friday. Well, a natural gas leak in an air conditioner is being blamed for a raging fire yesterday afternoon that claimed the lives of two young Fresno County boys. They've been identified now as 3-year-old Christopher Silva and 12-year-old Darren Guevara. Investigators speculating that the victims became disoriented by the noise and the suddenness of that fire. Well, Cinco de Mayo, it's a time for celebrating, but sometimes the celebrating gets a bit out of hand, and that's the case in point this morning. Carl Haberle has details.
Said it was Cinco de Mayo time in San Jose yesterday. Lots of events to celebrate, lots of people on hand to enjoy it. And all went well until about 7:15 last evening. San Jose police say several people in a crowd at the Plaza de San Antonio began tossing rocks, tossing bottles at the police. Several of the officers and some bystanders were hit. No serious injuries, but at that point, police moved into the crowd. When that was all over, 6 adults and a juvenile arrested, a variety of charges ranging from resisting arrest to assault with a deadly weapon. This morning, they say they still don't know what touched it all off. How was the rest of the party? Good time was had by all.
Well, that's good. San Francisco Supervisor Quentin Kopp and San Diego Mayor Pete Wilson joining forces in support of the Victims' Bill of Rights. That's the measure which appears before California voters in June in the form of Proposition 8. Speaking before the San Francisco Press Club, both Kopp and Wilson said they believe the anti-crime initiative will have no trouble passing. Supervisor Kopp believing that the only opposition comes from professional lawyers and special interest groups, while San Diego Mayor Pete Wilson says that the Victims' Bill of Rights is the only answer to the crime problem facing the state of California now.
And that brings it to 5:14 on KGO News Talk, AM 81, FM 104.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
Huh? Yeah, I think I injured myself a little bit. Let me repair the damage and we'll be right back after this.
Tonight, a world premiere. Legendary actress Ingrid Bergman in the role of her career. A woman called Golda. Tonight at 8 on Channel 2, Ingrid Bergman is Golda Meir. She led a proud nation fight for freedom.
We paid for the birth of our nation with our blood.
Ingrid Bergman, Leonard Nimoy, Ann Jackson, Jack Thompson, and Ned Beatty star in what must turn out to be the television event of the year. A woman called Golda.
There is a war, it will be her fault.
Watch Ingrid Bergman tonight in the world premiere of A Woman Called Golda. It begins tonight at 8 on Channel 2. And tonight, on the Channel 2 10 o'clock news, reporters Bob McKenzie and George Watson profile the Bay Area cities to show how they're doing under Reaganomics. This month-long recession blues special report begins tonight. Tonight at 8, Ingrid Bergman stars as Golda Meir in the world premiere of A Woman Called Golda on Channel 2. There's only one, two.
Video images, colors, and sounds are born, disappear, and shoot through space only to reappear on your television screen. There is a videotape that captures all the colors, all the clarity of the original. Scotch videotape. All three major networks use Scotch videotape because they have to get the best picture possible. You will get true color and clarity on Scotch video cassettes, too, because our microfine Anachron particles are protected by a unique static barrier This barrier virtually eliminates dust, a major cause of dropouts. So if you want all the true colors and crisp clarity of the original, use the brand of tape the network used. With Scotch video cassettes, the truth comes out.
It's, and by the way, available at Clement Electronics. Clement Electronics. Possibly Clement Electronics, too, but Clement certainly has, surely has.
You got it.
these items, these 3M company items.
Hold on there, FMers. It's going to get better.
Well, they know that. It can't get any worse. It's 5:16 now on News Talk Radio, and it's time to check those quarter-hour headlines, T.W.
Britain, J.D., says it fired upon two Argentine patrol boats inside the 200-mile war zone around the Falkland Islands late last night. The British say one Argentine vessel was sunk, another was damaged after they attacked a Royal Navy helicopter.
A parole panel considering Sirhan Sirhan's possible release today. We will be questioning an intern prison counselor who lost his job for allegedly trying to smuggle a camera into the assassin's cell block.
Senate Republican leader Howard Baker hosted President and Mrs. Reagan at his Tennessee estate over the weekend and used the time to talk money with the president on the basis of those talks. Baker says he's still hopeful a budget compromise can be worked out.
And the search resumes today at Squaw Valley for two skiers from New York who've disappeared. Placer County Sheriff's spokeswoman says Harold Novick and Stuart Gorodowitz of Bayside, New York, were reported missing Saturday. Well, the weather's not missing. It's here, and in full bloom, too. A beautiful start for May. We'll have sunny skies today, highs into the 60s along the coast to the low 80s inland. Wind westerly to 30, decreasing later today. Tonight, clear, lows into the 40s, 50s, and winds light. Tuesday, sunny and warm, high 60s, coastside, mid-80s inland, and winds light. Beautiful forecast, both today and tomorrow. Temperature 50 degrees at KGO, and our time at News Talk Radio is 5:18.
Better ways to fight crime.
KGO Radio's editorial viewpoint by General Manager and ABC Vice President Michael Luckoff.
Few San Francisco supervisors now favor Mayor Feinstein's proposal to ban handguns in San Francisco. The plan, although well-motivated, may face early defeat. But there are quicker, more practical steps to reduce local crime, which should be taken first. Local law enforcement is simply undermanned. The police department is 107 positions below its authorized strength. It may be a year or more before it reaches that level. We need them now, and City Hall can make it happen. A fingerprint computer is urgently needed. It has been delayed 5 years and will not be in place for another year. This computer could multiply apprehensions of criminals by 500%. The system identifies felons through even quarter-inch partial fingerprints in minutes. Today, clerks hand search 4 million file prints for weeks to yield clues in one case out of 60. The cost? Less than 3 new model street cars. The payoff? Untold impact on local crime through quick convictions. The supervisors will vote on this project Monday. Here's a priority that demands a prompt yes, even though the impractical gun control ban gets a no.
KGO welcomes your viewpoint. Write to editorial, KGO Radio, San Francisco 94102.
And the KGO Radio news time is 5:20. And we'll have some sports for you in a jiffy after this.
If you're a software or hardware professional, there's something happening at Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment in San Jose this week that you should know about. Conducting evening interviews this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. for software, mechanical, component, and electronic design engineers who are eager to join an exciting ground floor entrepreneurial group of talented professionals developing the digital option for the brand new Fairchild Series 80 analog test system designed to be the best test equipment available on the marketplace. Stop by between 3 p.m. and 8 p.m. this Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday at 1725 Technology Drive, just off Highway 101 and First Street in San Jose. That's 1725 Technology Drive. Or call 408-998-0123. That's 408-998-0123. This is the perfect opportunity to talk directly with our technical managers. Fairchild Automatic Test Equipment is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, and welcome to Sprint, the long-distance specialist.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was trying to call my sister in Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Well, if you like calling your sister in Ypsilanti, you have exactly the right number.
Are you in Ypsilanti?
Sure. We operate in most major cities all across the country.
Oh, great, because I have family all across the country, and long distance keeps us together.
And I bet you have the long-distance bills to prove it.
Are you kidding? I spend over $25 a month just calling Ypsilanti.
Then Sprint can save you up to 50% because we're the long-distance specialist.
With my long-distance bills, I could use a specialist.
To order Sprint, call 800-521-4949 or check the white pages. You could be saving up to 50% on your long-distance calls using your ordinary push-button phone. Call Sprint at 800-521-4949. Sprint is a service of Southern Pacific Communications Company.
Even in Ypsilanti.
At National Car Rental, we know what traveling can be like. So we believe you deserve something special.
You deserve some national attention. You deserve a national smile.
Our service will give you a lot to smile about. And National Car Rental features General Motors cars, like the Buick Century. There is a difference in car rental companies.
You deserve national attention.
National Car Rental.
All right, it's 5:22, and it's time for sports with yours truly, Big Biff.
Hey, you're a really sports fan.
Fired up this morning, Biff.
You betcha.
Why?
Got a new lease on life. Well, I'm ready to turn over a new leaf.
Why are you lying on the floor, Biff?
Throw over the old leaf.
Why?
Well, that's the way I do it now.
I see.
Flat on my back. Yep.
Well, let her go. Let's see what you have to say.
Oh, the scores.
Yeah.
Okay, National League, San Francisco, in a twin bill, defeated the New York Mets 4-3 in the first of that two games.
That's pretty good.
Lost the second, 2-0.
Uh-huh.
So they split. Over in the American League, how did the Oakland A's do?
Just fine.
Defeating Cleveland 5-2. Other National League scores include Houston knocking over Pittsburgh 6-2. Atlanta took the Cubs 10-3. It was Philadelphia shutting out San Diego 3-0. Montreal really clopped Los Angeles 13-1. Cincinnati and St. Louis split, the Reds winning the first 5-1. The second game went to the Cards 6-4. And as I said, San Francisco and the Mets split a twin bill. San Francisco winning the first game 4-3. And the Mets, the second, 2-0. In the American League, in addition to that, Oakland win 5-2 over Cleveland. Boston shut out Texas 6-0. The Yankees beat Seattle 4-2. And Baltimore defeated California 6-4. Milwaukee mauled Minnesota 11-4. The White Sox really clubbed Detroit 10-3. And it was Toronto 7, Kansas City 5. Bob Gilder fired a 3-under par 67 yesterday for a 5-stroke victory over Curtis Strange in the Byron Nelson Golf Classic at Dallas. Tony Ayala, the world's third-ranking junior middleweight contender, scored a third-round TKO over Steve Gregory at Tampa, Florida yesterday to boost his record to 19-0. And Darrell Waltrip raced to a narrow victory in the Winston 500 Grand National Stock Car Race at Talladega, Alabama, yesterday. And that's sports fans. And this is Big Biff signing off. I'll see you tomorrow, possibly.
Probably not.
Not next week.
Well,
or soon.
Let's hope our luck holds.
I'll be right there, officer.
We don't see you for a while, anyway.